Hello.
Hi there. My name is Christian, and I'm with the Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions in a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and you're in a safe place so we can talk?
Yes, I'm in a safe place, and I can talk.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. How are you doing this Saturday?
Good, thank you.
Okay.
What opinion is this, political or?
Yes, it is. It's about the upcoming elections, both local and national.
Yes.
Okay, first question, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station?
Nope,
or
retired.
Or political party? No?
Pardon?
Or a political party? Nobody's working
no,
in a political party?
No, we are
okay.
Not employed by anybody. We're
okay,
retired.
Thank you. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, what is the year? What was the year you were born, if you don't mind us asking?
1948.
Thank you. Next question. Let's see here. What is your main racial background, if you don't mind us asking?
White.
Okay. Thank you.
Whatever they call it.
Okay. Caucasian.
North Europe.
Okay.
Northern Europe.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
A PhD.
PhD, thank you. Next question. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing?
Absolutely, 100% approval.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic
Only
candidate?
Only Democrats. Democrats.
Definitely. Definitely
the whole
Democrat.
Ticket. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person, then, if so, whether you have a favorable or an unfavorable impression of that person. If you never heard of the person, you can also say so, okay? So, first person on the list is Vicente Gonzalez.
Yes, a favorable.
Favorable? Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Oh, very. We'll put very.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, very. Very.
Thank you. Next person, Myra Flores.
I think she's a Democrat. I've heard of her. I don't know if she's a Democrat favorable. If she's not, no.
I am not sure. We might. We can do.
Okay.
But you've heard. Next person. Next person would be Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Yes. Favorable.
Very favorable.
Very,
okay. And the last person on here on this list, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very.
The lowest mark you can find.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thinking. Moving on now. Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices from 0 to 10? Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump,
Harris,
the Republican, or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
Colin Allred.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? If in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat?
Right now, yes.
Thank you. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Give me a second. Give me a second here. I guess. There you go. All right. So, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal on most issues?
I would say pretty much moderate liberal.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
For Biden. Okay. Thank you. That concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.